ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मा मे अस्तु। तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि प्रथमः खण्डे तृतीयः मन्त्रः। नौ वी आर सीइंग दि थर्ड मन्त्र। बाय द स्टूडेंट आस्क द क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज दैट कॉन्शियस बीइंग? Conscious being, a spiritual being, because of whose mere presence the inert assemblage of mind, sense organs, organs of actions, pranas function. And here, the teacher gave an indirect answer in the second mantra. Direct answer cannot be given. Giving a direct answer means using a conventional teaching methodology. Conventional teaching methodology is applicable only to reveal something which is within the realm of the objective universe. But here, what is to be revealed, what is to be brought to light, happens to be the very truth, the only truth of everything that is here. Therefore, the very truth of the very knower has to be revealed. Therefore, instead of using the conventional method, here the traditional teaching methodology is used, a unique methodology, very unique of the Vedanta Shastram. The answer is given. Indirectly through a method of negation by implication. Therefore, the teacher said, Chakshaha Chakshuhu, etc. Shrotasya Shrotram, Manaso Manoyat, Vachoha Vacham, Chakshushas Chakshuhu, Pranasya Pranaha. Then this very same mantra implying that the person who knows this truth as one's own self definitely attains immortality. The person becomes free while living. The person also becomes free for good even after the death. The Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti both mentioned a result of the attainment of knowledge. And now we have come to the third mantra, where the indirectly defined reality, the truth, Brahma, which is further defined indirectly. And the indirect method is for that the student will stop looking for the truth as an object. In fact, he should give up the very effort of wanting to know the truth. If the person has to give up the very effort of wanting to know the truth as an object, means the person should be able to simply stumble upon the truth and take the ownership of the truth as one's own self. Therefore, here another indirect method is given. Very beautiful method. At a sweet mantra, we'll go straight away to the Bhashyam part where we left. Natatra chakshur gachyati nava gachyati namo namanaha navidmaha namano navidmaha navijanimo yathaitadanushishyad anyadeva tadviditadatho aviditadadhi. Yes, you come to this portion that having said that any, it is this vastu where no sense organ can reach, no organ of action can reach, implying that it is not an object of knowledge, nor is it an object of action. The mind even cannot conceive, because the what is to be revealed happens to be the very truth of everything. It is not possible for any of the organ to arrive at it. Anything can arrive at something if it is something away from it, other than itself. But what is to be arrived at is the nearest truth of everything that is here. Therefore, nothing can arrive at the truth. Nothing can really go towards the truth, go to the truth or reach the truth. Because the one and the only reality happens to be the truth of every sense power, truth of every power, truth of the very prana, truth of the mind. Because of whose presence everything exists, everything functions. Therefore, nothing can reach that Brahman. And here, the teacher says that we do not know Brahman, implying, because we do not know Brahman means, for us, Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Again, he said, how any teacher who does not know this traditional teaching methodology will impart the knowledge of Brahman. That also we do not know. We do not know how any teacher who does not know this traditional teaching methodology will impart the teaching about this Brahman. Having said that, and then another, the most powerful indirect definition is given here. Anyadevatad viditat aviditadadhi. That Brahman which the student is desperate to know is something other than, distinct from the known, viditat atha. And not only it is other than, distinct from the known, aviditat atha also. Aviditad adhi. It is something distinct from, other than, above the unknown. Something adhi means above, as they explained. Ataha means also. that absolute reality, Brahman, is something which is distinct from, other than the known and the unknown. Viditat athaha, aviditat adhi. Remember this now? Okay. We have seen that yesterday. And in this, in his commentary on viditam and aviditam, Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Viditam is known. Aviditam also, something which can be known. Already known is viditam. Therefore, the knowable. Viditam is knowable, which has been already known. Aviditam also is knowable, which can be known, which has yet to be known. So, viditam and aviditam, known and the unknown, come under the category of the knowable. The knowable alone can be the known and the unknown. And that which does not, if we say the truth, the reality, Brahman, is something other than the viditam and aviditam, known and the unknown, means the reality which is to be known, known is something which does not come under the category of the knowable. Therefore, that which is distinct from other than the known and the unknown is not knowable, but unknowable. Everything can be reduced to two factors here. The knowable, which can be the known, which can be the unknown. But the unknowable is the knower. The subject of knowledge is unknowable. Therefore here, the unknowable, the reality, is here the knower is the unknowable knower is Brahma. This is what is implied meaning here. Again, to make it very clear, yesterday I had missed the class, unfortunately. He explained what is viditam, what is known. That is definition of the object. Viditam nama yad vidikriya atishayena aptam. Vidikriya yad adishayena aptam. That which is uniquely, specifically, by all means, attained through the process of knowing. So that which obtains within the range of the process of knowing is the object. Which means vidikriya karma bhutam. That which is, again, an object of the process of knowing, that which is the object of the act of knowing, is the viditam. And what is viditam? He makes it very clear. Kochit kinchit kasichit viditam syat. So that which becomes the known by anyone, kasyachit viditam, that which becomes the known for anyone, by anyone, whatever it is, what would kinchit mean, anything, kinchit stand, the word kinchit means anything, whatever it is, whatever the object is, anything which viditam syat, anything which becomes the known, kinchit means anything, subtle or gross or big or small, whatever it is, anything which becomes known. Kochit, the word kochit is very important. No, kochit means wherever it becomes known, whatever becomes known, wherever it becomes known, whenever it becomes known, however it becomes known, for whom ever it becomes the known, kasichit, kochit, kinchit, kochit, kasichit, viditam syat. Anything, whatever it may be, which becomes the known, which becomes the known whenever, wherever, however, for whosoever, by whomever, it becomes the known. It is an object, which means anything can be known by anyone, anywhere, anytime. Then it is known. It becomes the known one. It is the known. For he says, if this is what is the known, then he says, sarvameva vyakritam viditameva. Sarvameva viditam, sarvameva vyakritam viditameva. Sarvam viditam, sarvameva vyakrita means the entirety of the objective universe is what now? It's a manifest universe. The entirety of the manifested universe, the entirety of the manifested differentiated universe is experienced, known, the waking state, isn't it? Is the known. The entirety of the objective, manifested, differentiated universe is the known. Comes under the category of the known. Tasmat anyadeva. When you say sarvam sarvameva vyakritam, sarvam vyakritam means the entirety of the manifested, differentiated, objective universe. When we say, don't forget it's inclusive of one's own body, mind, sense complex. Sarvameva vyakritam viditameva. The entirety of the objective universe, manifested, differentiated universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, comes under the category of the known only. Tasmat anyat. Tasmat vyakritat anyat. Eva ityartha. Then what is the meaning? Viditat anyat means this absolute reality Brahman, because of whose mere presence alone all inert material subtle factors function, is that which is distinct from other than the entirety of the manifested, differentiated universe, which is inclusive of one's own body, mind, sense complex. Is it clear now? Tasmat means tasmat vyakritat prapanchat anyadeva. Iti artaha. Okay. Next. Aviditam. Now we move also into the word aviditam. What is aviditam? Ajnatam. Ajnatam. Ajnatam means unknown. The question comes, aviditam ajnatam tarhi iti prapte. When the doubt arises, if Brahman is not anything, Brahman is something other than the known manifested universe, differentiated universe, which is inclusive of one's body, mind, sense complex, maybe then Brahman must come under the category of the unknown. If such a doubt arises, then the answer was given, aha, atho means what? Api, also, aviditat. Aviditat atho means aviditat api. No, not only other than the known. Brahman is that other than, distinct from the known. Brahman is also something other than, the distinct from the unknown. And what is aviditat? He says, vidita viparitad. That which is opposed to the known. What is vidita viparitat? That which is opposed to the known is the unknown. So this Brahman is distinct from that which is opposed to the known, therefore distinct from the unknown. So he says, அவ்யாக்ருத அவித்யாலக்ஷணாத். அவ்யாக்ருத அவித்யாலக்ஷணாத். So Brahman is distinct from even the unknown, which opposed to the known, and which is distinct from the unmanifested, undifferentiated universe in the form of total ignorance. Avidyalakshanat Vyakrita Bijat. So that which is Brahman is that which is distinct from the unknown, which opposed to the known. So which is distinct from the unmanifested, undifferentiated, in the form of the total ignorance, the seed, the cause of the manifested universe. Therefore, what is the meaning we get now? Brahman is that which is distinct from viditam and aviditam, known and the unknown. Brahman is that which is distinct from the manifested, differentiated universe and the unmanifested, undifferentiated universe in terms of total ignorance. Therefore, Brahman is that which is distinct from the cause, the Maya, and distinct from the effect, the universe, manifested universe. Brahman is that which is distinct from the unmanifested, undifferentiated universe in the form of total ignorance, avidya, the Maya, the cause. Brahman is distinct from the effect in the form of the manifested universe. Therefore, Brahman is that which is distinct from the cause and the effect. Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Is it clear? Karana, karya karana vilakshanam brahma. Vyakrita avyakrita vilakshanam brahma. Vidita avidita vilakshanam brahma. Is it clear? This has been made very clear. Then you saw already yesterday itself. Adhi iti upariyarthe lakshanaya anyadityarthaha. So, the word adhi means upari. Therefore, it means what? Above. And adhi means upari. Upari means above. Still here, it implies only the distinct, other than. So, yadhi, yasmad, adhi upari bhavati, yadhi, yadhi, yasmat, adhi upari bhavati, that which is above something, tad tasmat anyat iti prasiddham, that which is above anything is definitely other than, distinct from the other. It is well known. Whenever you say something is above something, and that is above something, is always very well understood as something to be different from the other. Is it clear? This is an old lesson. Now come to the very important lesson is this today. This is what I have to make it very clear. Yad viditam. Now he says, we always understand anything which is known. Yad vidita means that which is known is always inert. Yad jnatam, yad jnayam, tad jadam. Anything which is known is inert, we know. We also understand here, yad viditam, tad alpam. Now, my God, viditam, he already said, viditam means what? The entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind and complex, is viditam. Comes under the category of the known, knowable. And that known is what? Anything and everything which is part of his objective universe. So the entirety of the objective universe is what? Alpam. Alpam means what? Limited, finite, time-bound. Okay, being time-bound, being limited is the nature of anything known. Therefore, the everything and anything which is part of this objective universe, including one's body, mind, and this complex, is subject to time, it is finite. And being finite is what now? Time bound. Martyam. Martyam means what? Mortal. Mortal means subject to change. So being time bound, anything and everything within the realm of this material universe is time bound, finite, therefore is mortal, subject to time. And being subject to time, what happens? Being subject to time, being mortal, it becomes any karyam which is enjoyable at present, which seems to be an object of pleasure, definitely becomes potential cause of future sorrow. That's why we always say there's no pleasure which comes free. Sukhasya arjane dukkham rakshane dukkham nashe dukkataram. In acquiring any pleasure and acquiring any object for pleasure, there is pain involved. In preserving that object, preserving the enjoyment of pleasure, there's a pain involved. In losing that object of pleasure, there's a greater pain. Therefore, anything known, dukkhatmakam. Why is dukkhatmakam? Because it is subject to change. It will not continue to be there forever. When it becomes lost, it can be relationship, it can be object of enjoyment and object of pleasure, anything is subject to get, all the objects subject to association and dissociation. Therefore, in separation, in dissociation, when it gets lost, it changes, then it results in what? At the experience of pain, isn't it? Therefore, anything known is a cause, potential cause of the future pain. Dukkhatmakam. Therefore, dukkhatmakam cha iti heyam. Okay. So what it means? Alpam martyam dukkhatmakam. Look at this. These three adjectives describe the nature of the objective universe. It's an objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex. The entirety of the objective universe, or anything and everything which is within the realm of the objective universe, except the unknowable, the knower, anything known is subject to change, time-bound, therefore potential cause of the future pain. Therefore, this viditam is heyam. Heyam is a potential passive participle which means rejectable. The world is rejectable because it is finite. It is finite. It is mortal, time bound. And it is a potential source of future pain, cause of future pain. That why? Because it's going to get lost. Therefore, it rejectable means what? Rejectable means it should not be, it is not dependable. Rejectable means it is not dependable for happiness and security. Rejectable implies not dependable, which means not reliable. Viditam is not reliable, not dependable for permanent happiness and security. It is rejectable means what? Understand? Viditam heyam. The known world of objects should not be relied on, depended upon for one's happiness and security. It is rejectable as a non-source of happiness and security. Universe is not a source of happiness. Therefore, it should not be relied on. For happiness, it should not be dependent. It's not dependable. It is rejectable. Rejectable as a non-source of happiness. Instead, what should be relied on then? What is dependable for happiness then? It is the viditat aviditat anyat. So that which is distinct from the known and the unknown, that which is the unknowable is the subject, the knower. The knower is Brahma. Brahma aheyam jagatheyam. Okay, I think day before this class I was in a hurry. I want to make it very clear. Brahma aheyam jagatheyam. Brahman alone is dependable. Brahman alone is non-rejectable. Brahman should not be rejected at all. Brahma aheyam. Brahman should not be rejected at all for happiness and security. Brahman alone is dependable for happiness and security. Jagat is rejectable, non-reliable. Universe is non-reliable, non-dependable. It's a non-source of happiness. It is rejectable. Rejectable as a non-source of happiness. Whereas, Brahman alone is reliable, dependable, okay, non-rejectable as the only source of happiness for happiness and security. Is it clear? Okay. So, he says, Tasmat viditat anyat brahma ityukte. When it is understood, Tasmat viditat anyat brahma. So, heyam viditam is alpam, viditam is smrtyam, viditam is dukkhatmakam cha iti viditam heyam. Why viditam is rejectable as a non-source of happiness, not dependable, because alpam martyam dukkhatmakam. Tasmat, therefore, viditat anyat brahma ityukte, when Brahman is said to be that which is other than, distinct from the known, to aheyatvam uktam syat, aheyatvam. Brahman alone has the status of being non-rejectable for happiness and security. Brahman has the status of being the non-rejectable for happiness and security. Means Brahman alone, aheyatvam, having the status of being non-rejectable. Brahman is non-rejectable means Brahman is the only reliable, dependable source of happiness and security. Okay. Tatha. So also, aviditat adhi ityukte. Then when you say Brahman is that which is other than, distinct from the unknown also, ityukte, anupadeyatvam uktam syat. Okay. Let me make it very clear. Please listen to me again. Dadati, adadati, upadadati. It's a verb. Upa and R two prefixes are there, isn't it? The passive verb is upadiyate. Upadiyate means that which is taken, accepted, preferred. Understand? These are the meaning. So, tatha aviditat adhi ityukte. When it is said, Brahman is that which is other than the unknown, Anupadayatva muktam syat. Brahman has the status of being non-acquirable. Okay, non-acquirable. Has the state of being something which is not taken. What does it mean? He is explaining like next sentence. See, something is taken for the purpose of some making something. Let me make it very clear. Karyartham hi karanam anyate anyena upadiyate. Upadiyate means is taken. Upadadati means takes. Upadiyate, upa-a-diyate. Diyate given. Adiyate taken. Upadiyate is taken, is accepted, is acquired, is preferred. So here, taken, let us take it as taken. Acquired, okay. Karyartham hi karanam anyate. Anyena upadiyate. Always something which serves as a cause, means, is taken by one, any, by someone for making something. So cause is always taken for producing something, making something, creating something. Is it clear? The cause, karanam is cause, karyam is an effect. Karyartham means what? For the purpose of making something, for the purpose of producing, creating, making, generating something, a cause is taken. Karanam upadiyate. Give me an example. Gold is taken. Swarnam Swarnakarena upadiyate. Gold is taken by a any goldsmith for the purpose of making an ornament. So ornament, abharanam is karyam and gold is karanam. And the person, the goldsmith's intelligence and knowledge, the skill is what? The intelligent cause, isn't it? The goldsmith is distinct from the gold and the ornament. Distinct. It is, a cause is taken for the purpose of, the gold is taken for the purpose of making an ornament. So a pot maker picks up, clay is picked up. Clay is picked up, clay is taken by a pot maker for the purpose of making a pot. In the same way, any cause is taken by anyone for the purpose of creating, making, generating something. It's a purpose. Cause alone is taken for the purpose of making something, creating something. So, karanam. So, karyartham hi karanam anyat karanam anyena upadiyate. For the given benefit, for some given definite benefit, for definite purpose, something is taken as the cause by someone. Ataha cha na vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyat upadeyam bhavati. Whereas here if we take, here the knower, vedita means knower, vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyat upadeyam na bhavati. The knower, there's nothing which is taken There's nothing which is taken, which is separate from other than the knower, Brahma. Here Vedita is Brahma. Brahman is not the Vedita, but the Vedita, the knower is Brahma. Because the known, any other than the knower, what is known? The known is non-separate from the knower. The knower is distinct from the known, but not distant from the known. Is it clear now? The knower is distinct from the known and the unknown. The knower is not distant from anything. Therefore, he says, Vedituhu anyat upadeyam na bhavati. There's nothing which is separate from, distant from the knower, which can be taken for any purpose. Anyasmai prayojanaya, for any definite purpose, for any definite benefit, nothing becomes taken. Nothing becomes taken because nothing is distant, separate from the knower. Is it clear now? If there's anything other than the knower, see, knower is other than the known, but the known is, therefore, the knower is distinct from the known, but not distant from the known. That there's a known is not something which exists independent of the knower. The known is not something which exists independent of the known. Therefore, there's nothing becomes taken as a, for any purpose. Which means, again, the no, here, Brahman is not the cause. Listen now, Brahman is not the cause. Brahman is not, not only it is not the effect, Brahman is not the cause which is preferable. Brahman is not the cause preferable cause. Brahman is neither the rejectable karyam, nor is it preferable karanam. Any cause is preferable as a material required for the purpose of making something. Brahman is not the cause. Brahman is distinct from the cause. We already understood. Because what is cause? The cause is the unmanifest. Effect is the manifest. Unmanifested ignorance, avidya, maya, is the cause. The manifested universe is the effect. And Brahman is distinct from the unmanifested cause in terms of maya, ignorance. Brahman is distinct from the known manifested differentiated universe. Therefore, Brahman is neither the preferable cause which is taken for the purpose of creating something, nor is Brahman the created universe. Upadeyam, which is taken, that which is taken is upadeyam. So the cause alone is taken for the purpose of converting it into an effect. So Brahman being distinct from the cause, Brahman is not upadeyam. Brahman is not the cause. Why? Brahman is that which is distinct from the unknown. The cause in terms of the unknown. Brahman is distinct from the effect in terms of the known, in terms of the known universe. Being distinct from both known and the unknown, Brahman is not something which is taken as a cause for converting it into something, some effect, some known world. That is the meaning here. Evam atahacha vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya. Anyasmai prayojanaya, only for a specific definite benefit, only for the definite specific purpose. Anyate upadeyam bhavati. Something else becomes taken as a cause. Okay. Which is other than the knower. Vedituhu anyateva. That which is other than the knower alone is picked up, taken as a cause for converting into an effect. But Vedita is not taken as a cause. That which is upadiyate is the cause. And the Vedita, the knower Brahma, is distinct from the cause also. Evam vidita avidita bhyam anyat. Now you have to understand this. Heya upadeya. Understand now, that which is taken as a cause for converting into an effect is upadeyam. That which has to be rejected as a non-source of happiness is the karyam. Understand? So heyam stands for rejectable karyam, effect. Upadeyam stands for preferable karanam. Brahman is distinct from both preferable cause and the rejectable effect. Preferable as what? Preferable as upadeyam is preferable as a means of making something, producing something. Rejectable as a non-source of happiness. Understand? Okay. There were Heya Upadeyam. In Lalita Sahasranama, you come across this word, beautiful Devi's name. Heya Upadeya Varjita. Heya Upadeya Varjita. Devi is neither the cause nor is she effect. Devi is distinct from both cause and effect. Devi is not the cause which is taken. Devi is not in the form of any of the material which serves as a cause to make something, nor is she an effect. Effect which is not reliable for happiness. Understand? Heyo padeya varjita. It comes. So beautiful. Got it now? Vidita avidita abhyam anyati iti. Evam, in this manner, we understand Brahman is that which is distinct from other than the known and the unknown. See, the whole material cosmos can be reduced to the unmanifested Maya, avidya, or the manifested universe. I have to include one more word. What is not here? Unmanifest is total ignorance. Manifested is the knowledge. Okay. Brahma Shakti unmanifested is Maya. Ignorance. Brahma Shakti manifested is knowledge. Therefore, here the reality Brahman is the pure knowledge, consciousness, which is distinct from the knowledge and ignorance. The source of knowledge and ignorance. The only source of the power. The only source, the knowing power. The reality is the only source of the knowing power. The knowing power unmanifested is ignorance. Knowing power manifested is knowledge. The manifested knowing power is The knowledge is in the form of the universe, differentiated, manifested universe. Unknowing but unmanifested is the ignorance, which is what? The unmanifested universe, undifferentiated universe. Therefore here, evam viditat vidita avidita bhyam anyatiti heya upadeya pratishedhena. So through the negation of rejectable and the preferable, through the negation of the preferable cause and the rejectable effect, Brahman understood as that which is other than, distinct from the known and the unknown, that Brahman, Swatmanaha Ananyatvat. So Brahman has the status of being not anything other than oneself. Swatmanaha Ananyam Brahma. Swatmanaha Ananyam Brahma. Swatmanaha Ananyat Brahma. You can say both ways. Swatmanaha Ananyat Brahma. Brahman is that which is non-separate from oneself, which is not, Brahman is not something which is other than oneself, which means Brahman is one's own self. Why Brahman is not other than oneself? Brahman is oneself. The Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown, other than the heyam and upadeyam. Brahman is that which is distinct from the known and the unknown, means Brahman is distinct from the knowable, but Brahman is not distinct from the unknowable knower. Brahman is not other than, distinct from the unknowable knower, which is one's own self. Swatmanaha Ananyatvat. Here he is, as Brahman enjoys the status of being non-distinct from oneself. A Brahman has a status of being non-separate from oneself. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Sishyasya Nirvartita Syat. Oh, now the student understands. What does he understand? This Brahman, this absolute reality, Brahman, because of whose mere presence everything functions, is distinct from the heyam and upadeyam, preferable cause and the rejectable effect, is distinct from the known and the unknown, distinct from the unmanifested Maya universe and the manifested differentiated universe, which means distinct from the knowable. Brahman is distinct from other than the knowable, distinct from other than the knowable, means Brahman is the unknowable, and unknowable is the knower. I am the knower. Therefore, Brahman has the status of being non-separate from oneself, non-different from oneself. Brahmanaha ananyatramasti, swatmanaha ananyatramasti, ataha, therefore, swatmanaha ananyatvate. When the student understands Brahman having the status of being non-separate from oneself, non-other than oneself, the person claims Brahman as one's own self. And the person claims, take ownership of Brahman as one's own self, what happens? Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Nirvartita Syat Sishyasya. This is how the disciples, when the disciple understanding Brahman as the unknowable, which is other than the knowable, known and the unknown, and unknowable happens to be the knower. Here, the sishya, the disciple, takes Brahman as one's own self. Brahman, he takes ownership of Brahman as one's own self. This is how disciples desire for knowing Brahman. Desire for the knowledge of Brahman becomes resolved. Sishyasya Brahma Vishya Jignyasa Nirvartita Syat. Disciples desire for the knowledge of Brahman. Disciples desire for the knowledge of Brahman becomes resolved. He does not give up the desire. Desire becomes resolved. Why? Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham, I am the knower. The world is the known. Unmanifested world is also known in the form of total ignorance. Manifested definite world also is known. Viditam and aviditam. And is knowable. Unknowable, that which is other than the knowable is the unknowable. Unknowable is only subject of knowledge. Therefore, the knower. Therefore, Brahman is non-separate from one's own self. Iti Sishyasya Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Nirvartita Syat. Disciples desire for knowledge of Brahman becomes resolved. Again he says, Nahi Anyasya Swatmanaha Vidita Avidita Bhyam. I'll stop with this sentence, okay? Nahi Anyasya Swatmanaha Anyasya. Let me put the prose order. See, here I'm going to make the prose order of this Bhashyam also, okay? So you have Urjal Bhashyam already here. So you'll understand better. Nahi Anyasya Swatmanaha Anyasya Vidita Avidita Bhyam Anyatvam Vastunaha Sambhavati Iti Atma Brahma Iti Eshaha Vakyarthaha. What is the meaning of this sentence? Anyadeva Tad Viditat Avidithat. What is the meaning of this sentence? He says, Atma Brahma Iti Eshaha Vakyarthaha. This all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self, as the nearest self, as the very content of I is Brahma, which means Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. This is the meaning of this sentence. Viditat Aviditat Adi Anyat. He says, Swatmanaha Anyasya Vidita Aviditabhyam Anyatvam Swatmanaha Anyasya Vastunaha Vita Aviditabhyam Nahi Anyasya Swatmanaha Vita Aviditabhyam Anyatvam Vastunaha Sambhavati. Other than the self, Swatmanaha Anyasya. What does it mean? Other than the self, look at this. Swatmanaha Anyasya means other than one's own self, nothing has the status of being distinct from. No other vastu, no other object has the status of being distinct from other than the known and the unknown. Is it clear now? That's the meaning of the sentence. Other than the self, no other object. Anyasya vastunaha means what? No other object has. Anyasya vastu, see, anyat vastu means no other object. Anyasya vastunaha means other object has. Na anyasya vastunaha means no other object has. What now? Anyatvam, the status of being distinct different from the known and the unknown. Swa-atmanaha, other than the self. Is it clear now? Every other object comes under the category of the known and the unknown only. Any object, you can say what? Either known object or unknown object. Object means anything and everything other than the self must come under the category of the known or must come under the category of the unknown. Therefore, must come under the category of the knowable only. Therefore, no other vastu has the status of being distinct or different, different from, other than the known and the unknown. Okay? Every object comes under the category of the known and the unknown only. So no object, no other vastu other than the self. No object other than the self, nothing other than the self has the status of being distinct from other than the known and the unknown. Self alone is distinct. Therefore, what? Sambhavati. It is not possible at all for anything to have the status of being distinct from the known and the unknown, other than the self. Therefore, Atma Brahma. Atma is Brahma. What is Brahma now? One's own self is Brahma. Which means, the person who understands the meaning of this sentence cannot say, I know Brahma, should be capable of saying, Aham Brahma Asmi. Understand? Which means, the person who understands the meaning of the sentence should take ownership of, should claim the reality Brahma as one's own self, as the very content of I. It's clear? Okay. Now he is going to be beautiful quotes from different Upanishads, which we'll see tomorrow's class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Hari Om.